Are you looking for someone to handle your residential or commercial upholstery project? Look no further. Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics has got you covered. Located on West McNally Road in Bentonville, they are a one-stop shop for custom upholstery and upholstery home decor fabric. If you're looking for fabric, Ellis Fabrics carries a large variety of in-stock and special order fabrics and provides design help and one-on-one customer service. Stop by Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics today in Bentonville or online at joeellisupholstery.com and on Facebook.
Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. It is Brock and Marcy. Whether you're listening in the morning, afternoon, or night, welcome to the show. How you doing, Marcy?
Good. I love this. We can, like, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Is it Thursday? It is Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might be listening to this on Friday.
Or Sunday, or Monday,
or
Tuesday,
whatever day.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those are the days of the week.
The thing I love about doing this podcast is, like, we can screw up and acknowledge a screw up,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter.
Or we can fix it. It doesn't matter either.
We can fix it. Like, there's no, a lot less. There weren't that many rules to begin with,
right,
but not really any now.
So I'm producing a few podcasts in general, and one of the podcasts I'm starting, I think it's next week. I'm not on it. I'm just recording it, doing the music and stuff. The girl and her friend posted about it. That are doing it. They're coming to my studio to record it. And they said, next Thursday, we're going live. I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's not at all how it works.
It's not like a radio thing. There's no live button like, oh, you're on. Go,
right.
Start talking. No. Like, we're recording next Thursday night, and then whatever happens, happens.
Right.
And when I release it is when I release it, so... We're not going live.
Hey, I like their enthusiasm, but yeah.
I love the podcast world. But yeah, whatever day you are listening to this, welcome to the show. Share with your friends. Make sure to like on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And subscribe so you get updates on new episodes. If there's a rating thing, rate us a 4 or 5, whatever the top. I don't even know, Marcy. I just hear it on other podcasts. Make sure to like and subscribe and rate us and give a review.
Follow us. Tag us. Yeah.
So what's been going on in your world over the last week?
I mean, it's been a pretty, like, not overly eventful week. But, you know, another thing about the podcast that I love, we can talk politics.
Oh,
if
yeah.
We want to.
Oh, but I'm all about the politics.
Obviously, it's been a big week. We can certainly acknowledge the fact that we have a new president.
We do.
And, you know, so.
Did you watch the inauguration?
I watched some of it.
Okay.
I saw some performances, and I watched them each getting sworn in.
Uh-huh.
Then I, you know, I kind of was switching back and forth and running around the house for some of the other stuff. But
yeah, I was sitting in my office watching almost all of it. It was kind of boring. But Lady Gaga, she did a fine job with the national anthem, and she was very animated. Did you notice that?
Yes. I mean, that's to be expected with her.
But she did good. I didn't dislike the rendition of America the Beautiful by Jennifer Lopez. It was okay.
She's gotten a lot of press over that song.
What about?
Just like they loved it. You know, of course, it's the J-Lo fans, especially that are coming out. But they're like, oh, my gosh, stop the world. This is iconic. She just mixed in Let's Get Loud.
She did.
With America the Beautiful.
Let's
Which I thought, I actually
loud.
Thought that was cool. Yeah. And And newsflash, because I did not realize J-Lo can sing as well as she can. She did a better job than I expected.
I was very surprised.
Yeah.
In the first place that she was going to sing in general. But here's a clip of her. This land is your land and America the beautiful.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Can we skip on down?
America, America.
It was freezing cold out there. It was spitting snow.
Yeah.
And then she goes down to... She did that.
Let's get loud.
That was really cool.
I thought it was super cool, actually.
And it brings it back down.
Was made for you and me.
That's the performance I've read the most about as far as fan reaction and all positive. I saw some people joking about Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Did you see what they were joking about?
Him wearing jeans to a black tie event.
Well, he's country. That doesn't matter. But when he got done, he, you know, said thank you. And then as he was walking back, he shook hands with the president, the vice president and the former vice president. And then he kept walking back and saw Barack and Michelle, hugged them, and then hugged the Clintons, and then hugged the Bushes.
Oh!
And everyone that was on the platform was laughing, and he took off running out, and they were cheering for him.
I saw him run out. I must have missed the who he was hugging. So why were they laughing at that?
Just because he stopped and hugged everybody.
Everyone?
We're trying to swear in and do all this other stuff. Let's go, Garth. Come on, Garth. But, good thing he did hug the Clintons. I think Bill had fallen asleep at one point during Biden's speech. I'm watching it and I looked, I'm like, it showed him on screen, his eyes were closed and he was not moving.
Oh,
I either thought he was dead or he was asleep, but he was definitely asleep. So it was pretty uneventful, especially since there was no people there cheering on because of the pandemic.
Well, not as many.
Yeah, it made it there, a lot different. They said only 1,000 people were invited and all that, but did you watch the Celebration of America as well, which was last night on all the channels?
No.
It was pretty good. It was hosted by Tom Hanks out in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and it was live. So he hosted it, and then, Bruce Springsteen kicked it off with a song. It went to Tom, and then Tom introduced the president, and the president was in the Lincoln Memorial area and spoke.
This is like the big ball that they have,
yes,
right?
Yes, normally it's a ball. But this was all virtual. So some of the events were live, Bruce Springsteen sang live right there. John Legend sang live right there. And then Katy Perry sang live right there. She sang Fireworks and all these fireworks went off. But then they would shoot it to different clips of people doing good around the United States. And then there'd be people singing, like Bon Jovi was singing from New Jersey, which it was a pre-videoed package. And then it went to Memphis and Justin Timberlake sang.
Wow.
Which was really good. He sang and they walked out of the building into the streets and sang with a choir. Really cool. Really good stuff.
Well, it was a big deal, obviously, because of normal reasons, but also it was just such a history making event. So no matter who you voted for it, it's a big deal. So hopefully people didn't just completely try to ignore it altogether. If you didn't vote for Biden, don't like him, whatever the case is, still part of America's history.
Exactly.
And a really big deal.
Yeah. And the first female vice president, which is huge. You know, and whether you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever you are, our main goal as people should be unity and coming together and being one nation, not fighting, So I just don't understand that part. Whether you agree with Biden and his politics or not, we should all want to come together and find a common ground and work together regardless.
This is fun talking politics. We never get to do
well. I don't know much about politics. I try to stay out of that realm and not over talk like a lot of people do on Facebook where they I know this and this is what happened. Like, no, you don't know anything,
right?
Unless you're an expert, just keep your mouth shut. But
exactly.
uh I just look at the overview. Like, I don't have these super crazy. So this gets me into this. On the way to school on Wednesday, I said, you know, Brimley and I were talking. I said, today's a huge day. I said, we'll have our first female vice president. And she asked me, and this was just, you know, innocent child talk. She was like,
yeah,
why hasn't there ever been a female president? And I'm like, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, there's a lot of things. And, you know, we went into it and I said, would you vote for a female? She says, yes. I said, well, here's what you got to think, though, Brimley. Would you vote for somebody that doesn't believe in the same things that you do? She's like, I don't understand. So I had to go in and kind of break it down kid-wise. I'm like, say you believe in, you love pizza, and you think pizza is the best food. But the person over here is saying pizza is not the best food and that we should get rid of pizza. Which person are you going to vote for? The person who likes pizza or the person right. who doesn't like pizza? She said, well, the person who likes pizza. I said, exactly. But what if the person who doesn't like pizza is a female? She's like, oh, I get it. I go, would you still vote for her just because she's a female? But she hates, doesn't like the thing that you love the most, which is pizza. She's like, no, I couldn't vote for that. I said, that's politics.
Yeah.
I said, you can't vote for the person that you think is the best looking or is the best speaker. Like, what do they believe? And do those beliefs line up with what you believe? And she's like, okay, yeah, I get it. I said, that is politics. I said, that's why your dad's not into politics. I don't know much about politics. But I said, in our lifetime, you will see a female president. I said, probably sooner than later. But when you're voting in general, that is what you got to think about. So I kind of dumbed it down for her. Do you think that was a good dumb down?
Yes, totally. When it was time to vote, that's almost exactly the way I explained it to Drew and Jackson too. But just trying to put it on their level, like, well, you like drones, or that's a bad example.
No,
he got a drone for Christmas. But you like skateboards. But, this person thinks they're great. This person says they're too dangerous and doesn't want it like that. Just to give them like an idea of what exactly is going on. They aren't going to be able to wrap their heads around it. But something that I do from time to time, I did this the day both my kids were born. I did one for, I think when Obama was elected, when the pandemic hit, I always get a newspaper, two of them, and I put them in their little memory boxes so that when they're older, they can go back and look at the newspaper. And
when they're older, they'll be like, what is a newspaper?
What is this? Exactly. They can see like what was going on. What was the press saying?
Yeah.
Just some sort of like something to commemorate the day that I know that they don't really understand. But yeah, that was great because Brimley obviously is a female.
Uh-huh.
So, for her, it's a no-brainer. Like, well, why not? She sees girls doing so many other things. But what it's taken to get to this point one day, she'll really understand. But
it was a really sweet conversation.
Yeah, I love that.
So I said, whether you like Trump or whether you like Biden, Trump had some good qualities. Biden has some good qualities, but which of them line up with your beliefs? So,
yeah.
And then we hear this.
President Trump.
You're fired.
And you might hear our friend in the background. We got Dana. Dana is in the house. What? Yes. I said, Dana, welcome to, you're welcome to come in. And
President Trump.
She goes, am I not fired?
I literally said, I thought I got canceled. But you know what? You guys remind me much like my marriage, what I've told Justin. If you ever leave me, I'm going with you.
Leave me now. Yeah.
Glad to be here with you. I'm glad I joined you.
So what's been going on in your world?
With you, Dana.
Pull that mic up to your mouth.
Oh, pull that. Oh. Yeah. I can make so many jokes. Am I filtered now? Can I say whatever I want?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Why is this thing going like limp here?
Tighten the side there. That's we call that the Justin mic.
Oh, shut. Oh, my gosh. I have a guest over here that's cracking up
Your
laughing.
Son
it might
is
be a 15-year-old who thought that joke was...
Does he not have school?
He is virtual.
Oh,
nice.
He's virtual. He doesn't look virtual to me. He's sitting right there.
And you know what? This COVID be wrecking these kids' social lives. And so I'm like, you know what? You come hang out with me today. We're going to go to Krabby's.
You don't have to lie. I look at him. I think this kid has no social life. He likes to hang out. He's still sucking on the teat.
No, listen, he wants to see your closet before we get out of here. I don't know if you know. Wow, Brock.
That's Marcy.
Wow, Marcy. Hey.
Call me
we
right
can
now.
Do that. It
sorry,
doesn't matter.
Sorry, Marcy,
goes.
Do you want us to hold? Do you want to take that and us hold on for a minute?
No, I was calling Brock.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh.
So she can see you.
So you, oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. Hey. Okay, you got your, Benjamin's got his purple rain shirt on.
Which matches my poster.
Anyways, this kid's a fashionista and he's like, literally he knows what shoes are going to drop. He's got his own little side hustle business where he's selling them, like making money.
My brother does the same thing.
It's crazy.
He's like, hey, try to order these Jordans in a size 10. Like, okay, see if you can get them. And then when I do, he pays me for them and then he sells them for...
You don't charge a middleman cut? I'm charging a middleman cut if Benjamin asks me to do that.
Well, my brother does the same thing.
I'll be like, I need five bucks of whatever you're making.
Heck yeah.
For being your mom.
Anyways, I've been good. I listened to your all's podcast, so I've got some feedback for you. Brock, I too had mouth surgery, not gum surgery.
Oh.
But I had to have of course, if it's weird and rare, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
So I had this like... bone overgrowth on my bottom jaw, and Marcy, they gave me laughing gas. I'm crazy. Anyways, I promise you, I was laying there going, don't laugh. Like, if this is called laughing gas, it's gonna make you laugh. And it's like, I don't know what happened, but it was like the more I sat there and like looked at the ceiling waiting on them to come back and was like, don't laugh, I was so embarrassed. I literally started cracking up laughing. And then I'm telling the lady, I'm like, I know it's called laughing gas, but I really didn't know if it made you laugh and I can't stop laughing. And then they just knocked my, I was talking.
They knocked you out?
They were like, she needs to shut up. So, but my face is fat normally, so I don't know if I was swollen or not. That's my point.
I've been pretty swollen. You can see in the picture behind you, that is me smiling.
Oh,
on
my
Sunday.
Gosh.
That was Sunday.
I think he had a botched Botox job and that he was just doesn't want to admit it.
As much as I could smile. Like,
good point.
But in the picture, it was from Brimley's gymnastics meet on Sunday, which was her first one.
So cute. Look at her.
How did that go?
Well, I just want to give her a big round of applause.
Oh my gosh.
She did amazing. She got a silver. She placed second in beam and third on floor. And would have gotten more, like, her team placed first, so she got a medal for that. But she would have gotten probably second overall, but on the vault, she did a good vault, but her body, she didn't clear the mat. So when she landed, her body butt landed on the mat, and then she stood up.
Yeah.
So she got a zero.
What?
Yeah, on that, which she didn't know, but
she's so cute. Though.
She did great. She was so excited. She wore them to school yesterday to show her teacher and all her friends.
She's
and I said,
so cute.
I said, you're not going to do this after every meet, are you? You're not going to take your medals. I said, because you don't want to be that person who gloats and is the medal
she's
girl.
Learning from you.
Like, we went to Walmart the other night. She's like, let me wear my medals in.
He's got all kinds of gold necklaces on his trophies, of course.
I'm wearing all my ribbons that I won in track and field when I was in elementary.
His participation awards from third grade.
When I was a kid. But she did great. I was so excited for her.
Your nieces. There's a picture up there of your nieces. Your nieces are so stinking sweet.
Collins is hilarious. Rory is great. And
good
that's
family.
Their little friend.
I love there, you. So. I hope I've got three boys, so I hope they are just as awesome as you guys. Like, it's really fun to see you and your brothers together. So.
I doubt it.
Probably so, but probably so. Tyler moved out.
To the?
No.
What?
I know.
Okay. Wait. So you're building him a tiny home.
No. Okay. So we ordered it's technically called a portable shed. It looks like a barn, but it's modern. It's like white with black windows, black roof. It's pretty cool. And so we put it by the pool, which, hold on, that makes us sound fancy. We literally don't even have a fireplace in our house. It's like a ranch style. We're hillbillies through and through, but I don't, you know, I'm a realtor. The market's crazy. I don't want to sell my house. I like my house. So it's like, how can we have more space for the kids without buying a new house or adding on where it looks weird? So we got this like portable shed, which Justin is now correcting me every time I call it a tiny house. He's like, can you please call it the pool house? I don't understand what that is. Like,
whatever. So I have to go pool house. So,
so you ordered it.
So we ordered it in November. We just got, no. We ordered it in like August. We just got it in November, maybe like the last week in November. So the plan is we're going to do all these amazing things. Tyler's going to live in it. Well, you know what? It's too much to think about. We're too busy. Like, I don't know where I want the walls. I don't think, you know, I'm not good at design or whatever. So it's like, there's so much money involved and so much thinking involved. And I love Tyler, but this child is 20 years old and he ain't supposed to live with his mama anymore.
So where is he living?
He is in an apartment.
Is his girlfriend living there too?
His girlfriend is living there too.
The one she gave her Jeep to.
I can't believe you just put me on the spot about that. But I did say, you know, I'm savage and you know, I'm like, say what I think. So I did say, why aren't you guys, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this because you're going to say don't get married young, but you know, my beliefs are just like, you can't shack up.
Well, but we live in a different time and don't get married when you're 20. Do not get married when you're 20.
I know, but I'm like, don't disrespect her if she's somebody else's husband.
Well,
or it's going to be, she's going to have another husband, somebody else's wife.
Marcy turned out okay.
Hold on, Marcy, that just made, I'm saying like.
Marcy turned out just fine.
I think I'm missing part of the story.
I think I misspoke because Brock put me on the spot and I'm like, married.
Her boy, so they're living together. She doesn't think they should live together unless they're married.
Right.
She's old school thinking, which is fine.
I'm old school thinking. I mean, it's just how I was raised. And so I'm like, you know, you really shouldn't live together. And then Tyler's like, well, we just want to make sure. And I'm like, well, how are you sure enough that you want to shack up and live together and probably do things that married couples do, but you're not sure enough you want
to. What are those things? Could you give us a list?
Cooking,
could you give us a list?
Splitting bills, like, cooking supper together.
Could you give us some numbers?
Benjamin, do you want to say anything to save me right now?
No, he's just sucking on
that. He's over there.
Whatever he's sucking
on. He's just glad to have his bathroom back.
Brock, did you live with Kim before you guys got married?
Not necessarily. I stayed the night.
Oh, I like how that is.
Oh,
like,
I still live with my brother.
Such a political answer.
But I stayed the night.
I should have said, I'm going to only answer your questions with not necessarily.
She had a place and then I had a place.
Yeah. Was it because of beliefs or just convenience or?
Brock was raised Assembly of God.
It was
just
beliefs
like
as well.
Was. So yeah. Marcy, I don't know if you know much about, like I was raised Assembly of God. And you got to remember my grandparents, my mom's an addict, still an addict. And my grandparents were like, okay, don't be like your mom. So everything that my mom did, in my brain, I was going, I better not do that because I might be like my mom.
Yeah.
Looking back now, I have a better understanding of, you know, sin and addiction and all that stuff. But as a kid, it's like, follow the rules and you don't turn out to be like a person who needs money all the time and addictions and
Understandable.
Blah, blah, blah. So Assembly of God, at least the church I grew up in, was very, you know, my grandpa taught me grace and they taught me forgiveness, but it was very, I don't want to blame it on the church. So I'm trying to be careful, but I was scared I was going to lose my salvation. Like if I
couldn't find my grandparents,
I was like, well, rapture came. I missed it.
Yeah. Like, I had this conversation with Ashton the other night about being excommunicated from certain churches and stuff.
Yeah.
Like what kind of person, like, why would you want to be a part of that church in the first place?
Our church wasn't like that, but it was pretty much like, God won't forsake you, but you can forsake God. Like, you can leave him. And I don't know if that was, and I don't know if that was actually, I don't actually remember being taught that, but I think when I see my mom, who grew up in church too, and then I see her run the total opposite of Jesus and her life just turns, you know, into a crap show. It's like, you know, it was confusing. So I followed every rule ever.
How'd that work out for you?
I mean, it would have worked out good if everybody else had followed the rules too, but here we are.
Yeah.
So he's back to living with her.
He is in an apartment and the house, it's weird because Benjamin, shut up over there, Benjamin. This 15-year-old.
What's he saying?
He just, say what you think and nobody can hear you and even on a mic. Say it. Yeah. Say it.
What? He just He just thinks it's funny. Okay.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the deal. Sharing a kitchen, it was really cute, but it backfired because I'm all like, hey, I want you guys, if you're going to save money, then you need to start cooking and stop eating out. Well, then they cooking in my kitchen. So we got to schedule the kitchen. We got to schedule who's using the washer and dryer. We got to schedule. It wasn't them. It's not you. It's me.
Right.
I just needed my own space back. I work a lot. Okay. My house is my sanctuary. I just needed my space back. So he's moved out.
So Tyler, if you're listening, you do not have to get married. And getting married at 20, it works for some people. It doesn't work for a lot of people.
You know, my grandma was 16. My grandpa was 18.
Yeah, that is completely different time period, though. But my parents were 19. Now, though, they would tell me, do not get married at 19.
Tell me this. What time, what influence does time have on the unity of marriage?
So
you grow. I am a different person than I was in my 20s.
20 to 25.
No. I mean, like in 2021 versus 1959.
The
internet.
temptations.
Politics.
Well,
and when you're like that age.
Social media.
You're not developed enough.
I'm conflicted because it's like, how do I go? Well, I mean, I got to believe in what the Bible says, but then I also like, go, well, Lord, do you do an updated version for 2021? Do you know what I mean? It's hard as a parent.
Yes.
But having been married, it's just a piece of paper, first off. Having been married, it doesn't change how you feel about that person.
Yeah.
So
totally get it.
You know, but being 20, if I had married the girl that I was in love with at 20,
I like the quotes. With
I would have been married by 20 or divorced by 22.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I was a different person from 20 to 25.
Yeah.
You know, and 25 and on and... You just changed so much.
Sort of off subject, but on subject, I had homework to watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
Which I heard thanks a lot, Brock. I'm addicted to it now.
What did you think? Are you into The Bachelor?
I've never. Listen, Justin.
Your son is into The Bachelor.
You watch it? I didn't even know he watched it.
Pull up that mic. Put on those headphones that your mom has right there.
Oh, wow. I just got kicked
off
the show.
Not those ones. Those headphones.
Oh, here. Put these on and pull the mic up.
Pull the mic up to your mouth.
Do it.
Just do it. I'm not caught up. I haven't watched it. It doesn't matter. Just pull it up.
Have fun. Just pull it up.
Get that mic in front of your mouth.
See if it's a limp mic. I don't know. Mine was.
It's probably another Justin.
Oh, dang. You don't know him.
So, what did you think of The Bachelor so far, Marcy?
So, I have not, Dana, watched The Bachelor in probably 10 years.
Same here.
But Ashton and Brock told me to watch it. That was my homework this week. And I was like, all right, fine. I will. So, I am now hooked on it. One thing I remember when I used to watch the show, I used to look at the girls when their names and ages would pop up. And I'd be like, I'm only 1 year older than her. I'm only 3 years older than her.
You're an old heifer now. You are an old heifer compared to them girls.
I got a whole decade and then some on most of these girls, which is super fun.
100%. Yeah.
But. Well, I'll make my... There's Brock. Okay, so what I was going to say, the reason I brought it up is because one of the girls that goes on a date, did you catch that she said her mom was 13 years old when she had her?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Sorry, Brock had to turn me down because I'm like, gasp.
Yes.
So she's like, literally, the girl is telling The Bachelor, my mom's getting ready to have a baby with her new husband.
Because her mom's like, only like 36.
Yeah.
I mentioned that.
It's like, hey... Yeah. Bachelor twist, mom shows up in the limo after that. Right.
So the thing that they, if you pay attention, what they say a lot is, oh, I like that.
Oh, I heard that's you last nice. Week that you're like that. Marcy, what's that from? I'm like,
I didn't catch that.
But then they say it a lot.
When I heard you and Ashton were watching that like softcore porno show on Netflix, rewinded it in slow-mo.
Bridgerton.
I've never seen, you know, me and Justin don't watch things with nudity in them.
Oh, you got to watch that show. The period drama.
We only watch each other nude.
Oh, God.
I feel smarter because of that show.
I only watch myself nude.
I did see it. That's probably true. I did see a TikTok the other day, and it was like how you start out watching Bridgerton, and it's like R&B music in the background, girls in her sweats, and it's like how you finish, and she's like in a fancy dress and holding a teacup, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should watch that. But
it's good.
Then Brock, and, Brock and Ashton turned me off from it when they're like, it's like some naughty. Nudity.
Just a little bit because that's life.
Listen, yeah. Get I know over that's it. Life. Marcy's like, I see naked people in real life all the
that's
time.
All the time.
Her neighbors
naked.
Are
I
just...
I was at my neighbor's house last night watching them and asked them to rewind it and do it again.
Hey, could you show me that move one more time? So what do you think about The Bachelor? What are your thoughts?
I haven't watched it this season.
Okay. What? That's what we're talking about.
Wait. I didn't even know you watched The Bachelor. So why do you like it?
Well, I mean, if an episode's on, I'll watch it.
Would you be on that show ever?
If I was attractive enough.
If you were, you are attractive enough.
Aww.
Would you be the Bachelor or would you? Okay, wait.
You'd be one of the girls.
Or would you? Or would you be on like where she picks between? Would you not get jealous if there's like 30 guys trying to date one girl? Or is that high school right now?
I wouldn't be up there.
Okay.
Okay. So you'd be the guy picking between the 30 girls.
I'd be like the cameraman.
The camera guy. Okay.
Rewind it. Like do that again.
I like that. Hey, Lainey, we can't hear you. You are here. I think, you know, we got Can from the radio station mainly because of you, Dana. I say that because your job, your realty company, posted something on social saying, you got to check out Dana. She's got her own show on Star 101.5.
Sorry about that.
And then within a week, we were out.
Listen, it was leading up. They've been investigating Dear Dana way before that. That was just a nail in the coffin.
And apparently they didn't pay that close of attention.
I know.
To it.
Bless.
So, but we do have some questions from some listeners, and we got an email as well. So
I'm guessing Dear Dana is
still here.
Podcast style.
All right, here we go. Here's our first question.
Okay.
Hey, it's Gary, and I just am calling because I got a question for Dana. Here's my question. So I lost my job recently, and I'm pretty torn up about it. I don't know what to do with my day-to-day life, and I don't feel like I can pleasure or please my wife at the moment. I don't feel like she looks at me the same, so what should I do? I really need a job, and my libido has gone down the drain, so pretty in a hard spot right now, but not a hard spot. Help me, Dana, please! Once again, this is Gary. Definitely my name is Gary.
So what do you think about Gary? What do you?
I heard Marcy snort. I never thought I would hear Marcy. I'm literally crying my makeup off right now.
He lost his job.
Well, I would say, Gary, there's some things I want to address. Gary, if you owned Gary Entertainment on the side and you lost your main job, but you still had another S Corp, I'd say don't sweat it.
But what if
the Lord's freeing
your other S Corp is low on business right now because there's a thing called a pandemic happening.
Have you tried? How's your plasma, Gary? Is it sellable?
Okay. What about his libido? He said his libido is down.
OnlyFans.
Ooh.
That might bring your libido up and bring some income.
Okay.
I watched 600 Pound Life the other day and she was on, I think it was OnlyFans, and she got paid to eat cake.
Oh, gosh.
So I say, Gary, if she can get paid to eat cake, you can get paid for anything. We're going to find you something.
I wonder.
No, here's the deal. I'm literally, I know Brock always wants me to try to have a punchline. There's so much pressure with that. But in all seriousness, like this pandemic is a turd. It's like, I was okay in the beginning. I mean, I'm pretty positive, like naturally. It's just kind of, I think it's got been through so much stuff. I'm like, that ain't no big deal. But it's starting to get to me because I see my freaking kids and it's like, I think about myself in the ninth grade, like Benjamin's in the ninth grade, and I was going like to the roller rink and hanging out and birthday parties. And it's like, literally now we have to have a giant conversation of, can I meet some friends at the mall? And it's like the response is, how far can you guys distance? Are you wearing
masks? Oh,
it's just like, you know, and I don't want to get sued. Like, I know some people are taking this like, well, you know, whatever. But I'm like, all I need is for, you know, somebody to get sick and then I'm around a client or, you know what I mean? And somebody's like, you knew you had it. My pappy's in the hospital now. And like, you know, I worry about that stuff. And so I think you add the pandemic, you add any changes when you're moving, new relationships, breakup, job loss, new job. Yeah. It's a lot. It's heavy.
So,
and I think the lesson is you can't control what you can't control. And it's like the only thing you can control is your mindset, your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health. So it's just a matter of like, there's kind of a freedom I found in releasing like, Lord, I can't control this pandemic. I can't control my business. I can't control how my kids are feeling, but I can control like the grace I'm giving, the love I'm giving, the energy I'm giving and what I'm putting out there. And I think that can boost your mood.
Aww.
And your libido. I heard Bridgerton is a good mood booster.
It is.
For that.
Boner booster is what it is.
Oh, Lord.
So,
oh,
hey.
Lord. Sorry, Benjamin. Hey, cover your ears.
Marcy, you remember when we had a New Year's Eve party and we invited Dana and Justin and We had booked, we had booked Dana to do some comedy for us.
I thought you were joking about that.
No. Everyone's like, when's the comedian get here? When's the comedian get here? I said, well, about 30 minutes ago, the comedian canceled.
I thought you were joking.
Because,
I didn't
and Dana, I had to come up with something. I said, she has diarrhea.
Oh, wow. I didn't
she had diarrhea.
So, okay. So, here's the real deal. Here's the real deal. The real deal is that I'm socially more awkward than anyone gives me credit for.
Well,
I'm super outgoing. I love people. I have a million friends. I'm as genuine
well,
as they come.
Well, good for you. But, got a million friends.
But here's the deal. Here's where I'm awkward. I have a hard time saying no. Uh-huh. I have a hard time following my convictions.
It's how
sometimes.
Justin got with her.
Preach. Anyways, wow, Benji, you're getting a little too much delight in that. He's shaking laughing at that.
That's good. Hilarious.
And so I have asthma and I'm self-employed. And
you know what I hear?
What?
Excuses.
That's fine. That's fine. Shut up, Benjamin. He's shaking his head over here. But literally, it'll shut me. If I get a positive test, I'm shut down from business. Like, I can't make money.
You're,
I can't do anything.
You want to tell everybody your patient zero.
I'm patient. So. No, I did not bring it here. But I really thought you were joking. You can't text somebody who does stand up and be like, hey,
I want you to do some.
You're doing
stand-up.
Comedy tonight, by the way, like, and then take it serious because I hadn't even prepared anything.
Your life is preparation.
Well, I have some. I almost died 2 weeks ago, by the way.
We'll talk about that after our next caller.
Hey, Dana. This is Brant from Springdale. And I have a question for you. What the heck happened to my favorite morning show, Brock and Marcy? I just turned on my radio this morning and all there was music. Just music. And I hate that. I don't know why. Where are they? And when are they coming back? Life was already tough enough, and that was kind of a positive in my life, and I called in quite a bit, and they talked to me and helped me through some situations and actually helped me get my first girlfriend and all kinds of things by their advice. So I'm just curious, what do I do now? Thanks for any advice.
Oh, what does he do? Brent, we miss you. Thanks for the call and leaving
Brent,
a voicemail.
That is like the sweetest thing ever. Well, I am going to like get the word out, and we all need to get the word out that you guys got this podcast now.
We do have a phone number. Our new phone line is 479-308-8385.
What'd you do with the 1-900 number?
Well,
is it still?
The one
that's
still got
for
it.
Something else. 479-308-8385. If you want to call and leave a voicemail, you can do that.
No, really. I am so glad that you guys are. I mean, I was sad. I don't know what we can talk about here or not talk about
here.
Talk
about whatever you want.
Well, first pretty of all, much. I thought, you know, Brock wants to give me crap for not coming to the New Year's Eve party. I thought we were close enough friends that I would not see it on the old Facebook.
We didn't message people and call people.
Yeah, I'm but that message, you were the first person to reach out to us.
Yes.
Wasn't I love
she?
You guys.
Yes.
And Brock, I think, posted that like within 5 minutes of us being.
I mean, I kind of know that because me and Brock have the same personality. Like, that's kind of how I am, too. But I was at first I didn't understand what all happened. So I was mad and I didn't know who I was mad at. And then I was like, you know, I'm still frustrated. It's like you guys had such we have such an insulated community here. I don't know if people quite get that, but like Northwest Arkansas is still such a small town for what we've got going on here. And you guys really are known and respected. And it's just a shame that, you know, it's just a shame. It's a shame. So I'm glad you have a platform here and that you invited me to come back. And, you know, I really did. I'm not making this up. I had a ton of text messages, Facebook messages, like, what happened? Are you still going to do Dear Dana? Where are they going? Can we still listen to them? And so, you know, that I'm just one tiny little nobody. And if I got that kind of response off, it's so true, big nobody, according to Brock. But if I got that response based off of just the people who kind of have followed my journey and listened that you guys have, you know, given me this opportunity to have, then I know there's more people heartbroken. So I'm glad that you got this. And I'm just waiting for somebody to pick you guys back up and put you back on the station.
Yeah, I messaged our old GM who was also let go with us, Candace, who's
love
our
her.
Lady love. I messaged her yesterday. I said, when are you going to get us on another radio station? Because I'm freaking ready.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going into Nashville this weekend and then I'll hit the ground running when I get back.
Yeah.
Said, you know, people make it happen.
Yeah. I'm like, Brock, you should just, how does that work? Can you just start a radio station?
It's not that easy.
Oh, okay.
So if it were that easy,
we can start a podcast.
Yeah.
I'll sell some more houses and get behind that.
If it were. So I came up with an idea for you on how to sell houses
Oh.
And get the most coverage.
Oh, okay.
So you just start out every new housing post, like you got a house, you put it on social. It's with my, what did I say, Marcy? It's with my deepest.
It's with a heavy heart. With a heavy heart.
It's with a heavy heart that I announced that I have a new property in Bella Vista, 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
Like, suck them in.
Yeah, because wow. I got so many likes and comments on my post.
And you're like, where are you people at when I was
exactly.
posting other stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, it's with a heavy heart, joke of the day. You know?
That's hilarious.
So, speaking of jokes of the day.
Hey, it's Brimley. It's time for your joke of the day. Aww. What goes up and down and doesn't move?
I don't know. What goes up and down but doesn't move?
The stairs.
Oh.
Good one.
She should have done your New Year's Eve gig. That's already better than what I got.
Yeah, Marcy and I were at the New Year's Eve gig hanging out.
It was fun.
Here was the real deal, too. I kind of suck at telling Justin, communicating what's going on, and pretty much he's like, you can't die on me, and he is scared.
Everybody,
of it.
We tested
and
everybody so, before they came.
Well, for what, though? What kind of party was it?
Herpes.
Well, we all know what you have.
Hey, would Marcy, you rather get a 10% raise or a 1 extra day off of work a month?
I read this article.
What would you do?
10% raise.
10% raise? Marcy?
I suppose it would depend on my salary, which would determine that raise.
I'd rather have a 10% job. Like, have a job in general.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So... Oh, yeah, exactly. I read that article and I find value in the day off because you if you always know when that day off is, then you can schedule your life around it.
Well, I've learned when you're self-employed and in real estate, it doesn't matter. Benjamin, right. When's the last time you ever remember me having a real full day off?
Say that again. Last week.
Liar. Yeah. What would you rather have, Benji? A day? You don't have a job yet, but he's quit football because he wants to have a job, which is dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. You'll work all the rest of your life.
That's what
I've
told him.
You can't play football the rest of your life.
That's what I've told him.
Dana, I've learned in unemployment that you get all the days off.
That is 100% true.
I feel like y'all should be giving me some cuts of some of them days off because maybe you should come work for me some because technically I got you both fired from Dear Dana.
That is 100% true. Yeah. Hey, a new survey found that half of us would rather get an extra day off each month to deal with bills and other life tasks that we can't get done, then a 10% raise. And if you got one day off a month, that's like 5% fewer days a year that you would have to work. So that's
What I need? I need a half a day off just to go log into all my stuff and remember all my passwords and write them down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I keep thinking I'm going to
I have a list, but I change my passwords sometime and forget to add it to the list.
I need a system.
So Marcy, this is more for you and me than for Dana. How often do you take naps?
I haven't napped one single time during unemployment.
I took a nap yesterday.
Did you?
A good 2-hour nap. Yeah. Huh. And yesterday was my day off from working out, so it's not that I did anything. I watched the inauguration. It made me tired.
Yeah. Oh, I could see
Only 8% of people say they take naps often, 22% say sometimes, and 32% say they take naps but not that often.
It takes a specific day for me to nap. It has to be a day where I have already accomplished something or my laundry's done, my house is clean. I can't relax if I know I have things I should be doing. I love
Same
a good
here.
Nap, though.
Same here. Hey, did you hear about this? This is a good news story. You guys got any good news in general? No? Yes? No? A guy in South Africa got dumped by his girlfriend. That sucks. And on the same day she moved out, he hit the lottery for $4 million.
Nice.
So girlfriend can suck it. Yeah.
Nice.
Like that Luke Combs song.
This is what we got for her.
Yes. Love Luke Combs.
I wonder if she came back and was like, oh, you know, I was wrong. I shouldn't have broke up with you. Like, nope, we're done. We are done. So
I watched an episode of House Hunters.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't House Hunters. It was... It was one where I can't remember. It was like one of the property brothers was going to find this guy. Anyways, long story short, this guy had won the lottery and dude, he was new money. You could tell. Cause he's like, the more, the better, the bigger, the better. Brr, brr, brr. But his girlfriend was by him and the host was like, so are you going to live with him? And she's like, I'm sure I'll stay here some. And it was just like the most uncomfortable, awkward moment ever because
they weren't that into each other.
I mean, you could tell she were totally into him, but he won the lottery and you could just like, she was just kind of like an accessory to it all. Do you know what I mean? Like she didn't really get an opinion. I'm like, why even have her on the show? Like it made it more uncomfortable.
Speaking of accessories, here are the top Valentine's Day gifts people would be disappointed by.
Oh,
so you tell me if
Benji,
you'd be disappointed.
You got a girlfriend now.
We'll start at the bottom. Number 10, being serenaded. Like if your significant other serenaded you as a gift.
Okay.
If they can't sing, then yeah.
Oh yeah. Justin would not love that. Would suck. I did that for him. Yeah.
Okay. What about underwear or panties? Would you be disappointed by that? As a Valentine's
Day gift?
Yeah, Valentine's Day gift.
No, I've gotten it before.
Perfume?
Love.
Okay. A love coupon?
No.
No.
You don't want that? Be disappointed?
No.
Okay. Champagne? Just champagne, though?
Yeah.
I would say, like, if he made me, like, a PB&J old fashioned, that'd be better than a bottle of champagne.
Ooh,
like,
that'd be
champagne's
good.
Not my thing, yeah. Yeah.
Lingerie?
Justin doesn't like it, so for me, I'm like, no, that wouldn't really be a
Marcy?
Thing.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I wouldn't be
Marcy,
offended.
You're so hot. You should love it.
Oh,
you
I
get
think
your
it's a
workout
waste of
clothes
money.
Instead.
Yes. Now we're talking.
a funny card.
Yes.
Would you be disappointed by a funny card?
And that's
card?
All?
Please don't give me a sappy card.
Funny card.
Yeah, I don't like sappy cards.
A heart shaped box of chocolates.
Nope.
Okay. Flowers.
Yeah, I mean, it's flowers. Fine.
Always
no,
flowers.
They die.
And
they
then
do.
Number one, disappointing gifts. Do you agree with this? Furry handcuffs.
Never tried
that'd
them.
That'd be adorable.
That
I
would
think.
Be adorable.
Marcy, it'd be adorable.
Marcy, a freak.
Marcy don't like lingerie, but she's like, yeah, but give me one of them fur handcuffs.
Marcy is a freak.
That's right.
Marcy, I don't understand why you don't like lingerie, but you would be up for furry handcuffs.
I'm not saying I would use the handcuffs. It's just a cute gift.
You would like hang them on your rear view?
Yes. Why not?
What about a date night that ends with a trip to the Cupid store?
Ooh.
I'd do that.
Oh, do either of you girls watch The Good Doctor?
No. Uh-uh. I don't watch TV.
Do you know what it's about? The Good Doctor?
Yes.
So he is autistic.
Young, yeah.
But he's this great doctor. Well, he has his girlfriend and it's her birthday and he wants to get her the best gift. So during this episode, he's bringing different gifts and presenting them to the other doctors and like, no. And they walk in this room, the doctor's room, and on the table, they're like, what the heck is this? He had laid out all these like dildos all over the table.
Oh, Benjamin, cover yours.
And they're like, what is that? He's like, I'm trying to find the perfect gift. I hear women like this. He had, you know, he's oblivious to all of it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, get those out of here. Now. Get those out of here.
Very funny. Benjamin, I don't know what to say. My kids.
Do you anymore. Do you have any? Anything?
I'm not necessarily.
So I wait. Say that again.
Let's hear it.
Shut up. I will say this. I was very Assembly of God and prudish.
We know
and
this,
married.
But now you're not.
And then
so
I had when I got engaged to Justin, I had a bachelorette party, uh-huh. And that was the first time I'd ever gotten any kind of gifts.
So. For Christmas, as a joke, and to have Ashton open it in front of my parents.
Oh my gosh, bro!
I went to Spencer's and I got her a. it's like a lollipop, but it's a big sour gummy, but it's huge in the shape.
A wiener.
Yeah, but it's huge. Brock. And then at the bottom of her, and she's opening
she
up in front
it
of my
in
family,
in front of your parents,
which I thought
what
was hilarious.
What did your parents say?
They just laughed. And then the last thing was it was a smaller one, rabbit. A small rabbit.
Oh.
You did not, Brock.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, I did. Yeah. She had the same idea. She was going to get me something like that.
Actually,
it was like, I didn't know in front of your parents. Oh, I go, yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do that for Justin. Next
hilarious.
Christmas. Same kind of, okay. Tell me where you got the gummy thing. I'm going to get the same shape and everything for Justin.
It's the Spencer's Gifts. I'm like, this thing
where
looks
is
tasty.
Spencer's Gifts?
The mall in Fayetteville.
Oh, I never go to the mall in Fayetteville.
So are you on any kind of beginning of the year diet? Either of you? I know Marcy's been doing vegan for the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she's been doing plant-based, I thought.
Right. Plant-based. Yeah.
Yes.
Benjamin.
Good job, Dana.
Benjamin is on a diet. He's lost. How much have you lost, Benjamin?
I think
20 pounds.
God.
Wow.
Look at you, hunk.
Nice job.
Atta boy.
And he weighed this morning before we came here, and he's like, man, I've almost hit my goal. So we turned Tyler's old room into a workout room.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He taught me how to do pyramids with my arms, so my arms don't work. So if you see me just kind of slinging them around, that's what's going on.
That's normal.
But he's been running every day and just counting his calories and watching out. And it's been really motivating. I'm not on a diet.
Well, what's your favorite fast chain food place?
Chick-fil-A.
Marcy, what do you like fast food? I don't eat fast food normally.
How'd you make ribs when you don't eat meat?
It's made out of wheat gluten, vital wheat gluten. I'll show you.
It's fake meat.
Fake. But the number one fast food place, according to the state for Arkansas, is what do you think?
McDonald's.
What do you think?
McDonald's.
What do you think, Marcy?
Wendy's.
It is Taco Bell. Yeah. Indiana, Missouri, and Arkansas all love Taco Bell.
And okay. I would look at our obesity rates in the states.
Wait. McDonald's is number one for Arkansas as well. It says number one and two, Arkansas, McDonald's and Taco Bell. Okay. So you guys, we're both right.
I do love a Taco Bell.
Trying to see where Texas is in here. What they like.
Listen, if I'm like... calories don't matter. I can go order whatever I want. It's going to be Five Guys.
Ooh. Texas loves, let's see here, Subway. What?
Ew.
Texas loves Subway. Oklahoma loves Subway as well. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, there's a whole list online that I saw, but... yeah, I don't really do fast food. But Marcy, has the plant-based thing been going?
I need to talk to you about this.
Okay.
So I started my plant-based diet last Sunday, and my motivation was I just wanted to try something different and maybe detox a little bit.
Correct.
So I started Sunday, and I started drinking a gallon of water every day with it, too.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot of water.
Yeah. By Wednesday, I felt like I had gained weight, and I was extra bloated.
Well, because all that water.
And my stomach was super upset. Like, I almost messaged you, but I knew I'd be talking to you so we could do it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But why was my stomach upset? Like, it was by Wednesday, like, it was most of the day, it felt upset. So what could I be eating that's wrong? Here's some examples of what I've been eating. Sunday wasn't great because we went hiking. So I packed, like, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and, like, stuff for the kids, too, and crackers. So not great, but all plant-based. But ever since then, it's been, like, vegetables that I bought from the store and then sautéed with quinoa.
Yeah.
I've had the fake meatballs with zucchini spaghetti. And my morning breakfast has been milk substitute with protein, fresh fruit, kale, chia seeds, stuff like that. So everything is on point with eating plant-based, and it's not any like junk food or anything like that.
Maybe your body is detoxing and getting rid of some of that other stuff, like the meats and the dairies and stuff. It's
okay.
You're changing things pretty drastically when your body's used to having. It's like me now. If I were to go back to dairy and meat, I'd be sick. Very sick. So
it's not completely out of the ordinary what I'm eating.
No,
I would have eaten fruit before, but
what about all these veggies? Do you normally eat that many veggies?
Not, I do eat veggies, but not this amount.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe you're intolerant to something as well.
Maybe I cut out the water. So I'm just drinking normal water now, not a gallon to see if that helps with the bloating. So it's a little bit better. But if this continues, I'm going to do it another week.
Are you eating a lot of broccoli?
Because
broccoli will bloat you.
I've had some, but not an extreme amount.
Yeah. Huh.
But here's what I've discovered this week about meat is because if anybody wants to eat meat or not eat meat, doesn't matter to me. You do you.
Right.
But I feel the way about meat that I feel about alcohol, which is I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I don't miss it that much. I do like it and I do want to have the option to have it, but I don't miss it. So I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Those ribs that I made, Dana, were really good. They were just like boneless ribs substitute.
I literally heard it and went, he ain't gonna make ribs.
No, it's just
no meat. I've never eaten a rib ever.
Oh, what?
I've never.
What? Why?
But yet God made you from one of Adam's and you feel the need not to eat one.
Hold on. I got to process all that.
Hey, here's a game. Guess this sound. Is this a man cracking a huge whip, a drunk idiot throwing bang snap poppers at a jewelry store window, or a frustrated guy dropping planks of wood off of a bridge? What do you think this sound is?
The popper things.
Poppers? Poppers, you're saying?
Poppers, yeah. Poppers, yeah.
Okay. It is actually a man cracking a huge whip.
Oh.
It sounds like poppers, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. You hear, like, the ripple.
Yeah. That's Indiana Jones right there.
Love that.
Yeah. Do you?
I like that. The sound of a whip.
I love it. So, love going back to The Bachelor, what do you think of Victoria? That girl be...
Can't stand her.
Crazy. And she's not attractive at all.
How did she...
She looks like she's hungover every day.
Yes, she does. And... I just read an article about fans are calling on The Bachelor to make a statement about bullying after that incident. And then with the whole thing with Sarah, which I can't believe she left. Tell me this about Sarah, though.
Well, okay, me and Benjamin, we're challenge us. We're going to start watching this.
Well,
this
only had three episodes.
Okay,
so
we're done. We're doing it today.
So Sarah.
It's easy to get hooked.
After school.
Sarah, do you think she actually wanted to go home for her dad? Or do you think she wanted Matt to... tell her to stay.
He did tell her to stay.
But see, like at the end, when she was leaving in the SUV, she said something like, she made a comment that made me think she was fishing for him to tell her not to leave.
That's
what I thought.
He did. He said, I want you to stay. But she, you know, made all this thing. Well, here's the deal. She's dating G-Eazy.
Right now.
Yeah. She's dating G-Eazy.
You read that?
I saw pictures and she's with G-Eazy. So I don't, you know, I was glad she was gone. She was a crybaby. She was annoying. Not a fan.
No, Sarah?
Not a fan. Get the heck out of here.
She was a little dramatic, but.
Very dramatic. Like, that bee has been stuck in her room all day.
So who's it
going to
be?
Again.
Who's it going to be, you think, in the end?
I don't know.
Too early?
I don't know the names of the girls, but yeah. I don't know.
I like several of them.
I just like making jokes during the whole show. Because it's freaking ridiculous. And those girls are, Victoria, though, the only reason she's there is because the producers are like, you got to keep her. She's the entertainment. We got to have one redeeming quality.
Like, no joke.
No, that's true.
Wonder if they...
It's got to be because even on American Idol, when we were trying out, they're like, here's the deal. Not all of you are going to make it. And some of you, probably amazing singers. Some of you, not good at singing at all. You'll make it through. Because this is a television show and it has to be entertaining.
Okay. I want to know.
That's what they told us.
So I get that they signed these contracts so they can't talk about it, but who's written a book out there about their experience so we can like know these inside things?
Oh, I don't know. Ashton would be the one to ask.
Okay.
She knows everything.
I would read it. Speaking of reading books, in my unemployment life, I have started listening to audiobooks.
Yeah, you know how to listen.
You just started.
She can't read.
I can't read.
Yeah.
So I am listening to Jessica Simpson's open book right now.
Oh, I want in on this.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, it's really interesting. She just got done talking about Mickey Mouse Club and how she met like this guy that was always on. When, you know, as soon as she met him, and it was Justin Timberlake. Another guy
hook up with him?
She had another crush on another guy who was Ryan Gosling.
Of course.
This one girl looked kind of meek and her name was Christina Aguilera.
Oh my Lord.
And then this other girl came in last minute because she was on Broadway or off Broadway, Britney Spears.
Oh my Lord.
So yeah, she talks about all these backstories. After she got divorced from Nick Lachey, she ran into Justin and they were chatting and they started making out. And as soon as they got done, he whipped out his phone and she's like, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm calling Ryan Gosling because we had a bet on set of who would kiss you first.
That is awesome.
It's an interesting, it's good so far.
That is awesome. Hey, girls, can money buy happiness? That's a question.
Yes. My grandma always said money don't make you happy, but it sure helps.
So a study in 2010 found money can buy you happiness until you make around $75,000 a year. A new study at Penn found that there might not be an actual upper limit. So it says after $75,000 a year, it won't make you happy. Mm. More money equals more control over your life, no matter how much you make.
Yeah.
So bring on that money.
I agree.
That's what I want.
I think about when I was super broke and poor with Tyler when he was younger, and I didn't have some of the worries that I have now because...
You didn't have the money?
I was young, so that's one thing. I thought about this the other day. A friend of mine got me some sweet house shoes. They're UGG house shoes.
Yeah.
They're so fluffy and cute. And they're honestly, it's just a splurge. It's just a spoil. And they're just cute. And so I was thinking about those the other day and just kind of thinking about as I've like grown my business and I've really kind of taken a different approach on my house. Like I want things to be functional and useful.
Right.
And my life is better for that, but it's stuff. These are like, for example, when you're young and you're broke and your granny gives you a dresser, you probably gonna take the dresser whether you like it or not.
Right.
And like when you're older and for me, when I was older and can make more money, I can go, okay, I intentionally want to buy this piece of furniture because aesthetically I like the way it is, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there's a positivity to that. And a something I love about that. It's just like, makes my life easier and more comfortable. But at the same time, I've lost a little bit of that innocence of, you know, when I didn't have anything to manage, do you know what I mean? There's a less of a stress. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense? Like there was an innocence that brought happiness to me too, when I was young and broke.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when I didn't have money, I felt more free than chasing after the money.
Yeah. It's like now there's a pressure. I'm like, I got to make this year what I made
exactly,
last year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for you.
How about we all...
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Be homeless. No. And do it together. Live under in the quarry, underneath the bridge together.
My exact job is the opposite of people being homeless. Oh, no.
Yeah. So I got my house rented out. I think I talked about that last week.
Yes.
With renters that.
So exciting.
For 2 years, 2 year lease, and they are so happy.
You said 2 years and that you like them and Ashton liked them. I was like, that's so cool.
The lady and her son lives there with her 78-year-old grandma.
That's so cool.
And they love it. She goes, is it okay if we like have a little garden out in the back?
Aww. I'm like,
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just treat the house nice and.
It's hard to get good renters. And so I love that you just fit with them. Her mom knew you, I heard.
From events. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really worked out perfectly.
So now the Airbnb is almost done downstairs.
I wonder.
We'll have to take it down there.
That. Yeah.
We just got to get this walkway done.
I heard
we
that.
We changed our route yesterday. We're going, instead of the custom pavers and all that kind of stuff, we're getting stone. Like,
bedrock stoned. Stone. You're getting stone.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, it could get stone.
Okay.
But getting stone because it's a lot cheaper and you just piece it together, put grout all over it and get it done.
I said,
we just need to get it done.
I'm legit being serious. I mean, I don't tell everybody this. Out of all the transactions I closed in 2020, which I beat my goal. Whoop, whoop. I'm excited.
She did two instead of one.
No, whatever. I beat my goal. I'm so grateful. This was in my top three of favorite purchases. As far as if we're going to talk location, house, investment, this is my number one.
Like, oh, yeah.
Literally, you did, this is, I'm just going to do that. You did a good job.
Why do you say that?
He's close to the trails.
I'm right by him, yeah.
Literally, like, practically in his backyard. The house has so much potential for, like, what he's Airbnb downstairs to bring in a residual income for him. It's in an established neighborhood that doesn't really have through traffic. So it's like there's a lot of privacy. So, you know, you got to think I look at these numbers and these comps and locations and, you know, your job is to protect people, you know, their investment. And it's like, absolutely. It's the house is unique and different enough. It's not a cookie cutter.
Right.
It's just, it's a hard, he really found like a diamond in the rough. And so this is a long-term investment and this was a good one. And it's like, not only can you make money off the Airbnb, not only are you in the perfect location, but there's enough room in here for your family to live and function and have space and make memories.
And grow.
And grow.
I not only had mouth surgery, I got clipped as well.
Oh, did you?
You did not.
Manhood surgery.
Doubtful.
Speaking of.
You did not.
Do you girls have any suggestions on proposals? What would be a good proposal? Because I was going to do it live on the radio. Can't do that anymore. And I don't think live on the on a podcast would be as
Are you kidding? Oh my gosh. Okay.
I think you and me are kind of alike. We're both showboats. So it's like, yeah. I would have, oh my gosh, I would have loved Justin to do it like somewhere where everybody was. It's huge. Da, da, da. But Justin's very private. He's like Ashton. He's very private. He's very reserved. And so he proposed at Christmas time when the lights were on the square. He said he prayed all day for snow and it really was snowing that day. Uh-huh. I honest to God, we got out of the truck and he was like, come on, come on, come on. And I was like, I don't even have the right shoes on. I'm going to fall. I was kind of annoyed at him. Like, why are you rushing me?
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. And we like, I feel like he took 2-3 steps on the square and he went down and swear I thought he fell because we were, it was snowing. I'm like, well, that's what you get.
Sucker.
And instead he was down on one knee and he asked me to marry him. Aww. And so I've asked him later, like, why'd you do it so quick? Why are you so rushed? And he said, you just know everybody. And I wanted that moment to be something we didn't have to
before
share.
Anybody got he up to us.
That. He goes, I knew we were going to run into somebody you knew and I didn't want to share that moment. I wanted it to be our moment.
Aww.
Blah, blah, blah. So it's like, even though I'm such a showboat and I would have loved like a silly big something.
Yeah.
It's very endearing and sweet that like he wanted it to be very intimate. So I think it depends. You got to kind of feel her out and see like, is she, I mean, she's not a showboat, so she might not want it to be like what you want it to be.
Yeah. She would have been down with a radio proposal, right? Like you guys had kind of discussed that.
I mean,
that.
Did you hear what she opened at Christmas? I think she's putting up with anything he does.
Maybe if
that's true.
Her birthday is coming up in 10 days.
Oh, well, that's you better get on it. Me and Marcy could learn a TikTok dance and we could do like a mob dance in the street.
Yeah, that's what Brimley said.
I want to dream up.
If we don't tweak
I want to dream up something amazing. So I've got to think because I, know, I already have some
this?
Ideas.
Does she listen
yeah,
to this?
Yeah, she listens to this.
So that's why I'm like, you really want me to do this?
Brimley told me, I think we talked about last week. I go, she goes, I go, how should I do it? She goes, we could have a fancy dinner and then you just get down and ask her. Ask her. I go, it's that easy? Is that what you do?
No.
I go, how about you ask her for me? I'll be there.
You could fake an event that you're doing. And you could do it like at a ballroom somewhere and fake an event and be like, hey, I forgot this thing. I need you to bring it, blah, 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 blah. And like, you could even have all your friends show up and park cars and hide. And then when she walks in, instead of it being an event, it's just literally you with your DJ booth set up and a microphone and you do it there and you have like a photographer hidden and like, she's coming to her own little thing. Like you could be like, throw a dress on. Cause you're going to look like my date. I need you to, do you know what I mean? Like that's kind of cool.
That's an idea.
And then you could have a party.
That's
afterwards.
All it is. It's an idea.
I want something.
It's a pandemic.
I'm like a party of 10 or less.
I don't have 10 friends.
You don't. So me and Ben.
I like big, long drawn out things. Oh, I mean, especially for like her, for people I like. Like, this isn't big, long, and drawn out, but I saw a video.
She's going to get it, though. Then she's going to be like, oh, it's happening. It's happening.
No, but that's okay. But that's okay.
She knows like, it's going to happen.
It would be a process where she didn't know right away, but then she figures it out. And then at first she's doing stuff that she doesn't realize has to do with it. Then she's like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And so she's like, whatever, enjoying what's happening. So, like, I saw this, it was this guy whose girlfriend was getting off the plane. And this was before you could, before when you could go to the terminal to greet somebody. And so he had like 2 dozen roses and he gave a rose to every single stranger that was there at the terminal. Oh. And they said, this is what she looks like when she comes out, hand her your rose. So it was this big, huge, long line. So like, she didn't know what was going on at first. Then she started to figure it out and it was really cute. So like, something even bigger than that, but that idea.
I like that.
I know. I'm going to think because I'm so excited.
Benjamin, you're lucky because all you got to think about is what kind of candy your girlfriend likes for Valentine's Day right now. Exactly. He did order last night. He was so intentional. He's like, Mom, I know what I want to get her. Let's get online and order it now. And we did. How intentional is that?
That is very cool.
He's all into clothes too, though. And it was a shirt. So it kind of makes sense.
Brock, what are you leaning towards? Something big and drawn out or something small and simple?
Brock is
here.
Only here. His Here's body this. Is small
Take
and
this
simple.
Box. Take this box. Tell me what you think. Is this good enough for you?
Tell me what you think.
I'm lazy.
Wait, have you even got a ring yet?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Not necessarily. That's how you're supposed to answer.
Not necessarily.
when you get that ring, when it's time.
They were out at Walmart.
What about the kids all holding up? Like, will you, do you know, like, could you have them stand somewhere and she looks out the window? I've seen people do that. It's cute.
Yeah.
Do you want the kids to be a part of it?
We're getting rid of our kids. I don't know if we told you this.
Wait, how do you do that?
I said, we can only do this if we start fresh.
Tell him what you said last night when I was talking about the budget. I was talking about being single mom and how broke I was. And Benjamin's like,
you could have just returned those.
He's like, did you have the receipts?
She didn't keep the receipts.
Tell him.
You always keep your kid receipts.
One day I did look at him and I go, well, due to hard times, I'm going to have to let one of you go.
Like, which one of us? Well, this is a Hunger Games scenario.
Just send him
scenario.
An email. That's what we got.
This is a Hunger Games scenario.
Did you guys get to go in there and clean anything out?
What?
We had to.
We cleaned everything out.
I didn't get any memorabilia.
Well, I don't know that there was anything that
I've got some magnets left.
Yeah, we got magnets.
I changed my settings. I won't even listen to it now.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
What is it now?
Well, I'm not refusing to. I'm just exploring other things because I don't have to be worried about
what is it now, though? Like, what is it? Is it what's on there now?
Same stuff. Just
I think it's the same.
Just no DJs. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is going on. But one of these days, they'll ask us back and we'll say, well, we're on in a bigger market now.
Screw you.
We replaced Ryan Seacrest. So, hey, let's play a quick game. I got a quick
fun
politics game. It's not bad. Fact or crap. In Portugal, you can be fined if caught driving whilst wearing flip-flops or not wearing a shirt. Is that fact or crap?
Fact. Wait, Portugal?
Yeah, Portugal.
Crap. No.
Where even is that?
Fact.
Oh, geez. That kid's homeschooled.
We're doing
virtual. He's virtual.
Fact. I'm going to say fact.
It is a fact. Yeah, Portugal's National Republican Guard, which enforces motoring laws, reportedly fines drivers wearing flip-flops for about $300. I don't get it. Fact or crap? In London, England, if you happen to die in the House of Parliament, you are technically entitled to a state funeral because the building is considered too sacred a place. Fact or crap?
Fact.
Crap.
It is crap. Yeah, that's not real. And finally, fact or crap, Valentine's Day is banned in Saudi Arabia.
Crap.
No, that's fact, I think.
I would Dana? Fact. Fact. That is fact, yeah.
Wow, why? 3 for 3.
They ban a sale on all Valentine's Day items. Muslims are not allowed to celebrate the holiday, and non-Muslims can celebrate only behind closed doors. Those like chocolates, roses, wrapping paper, red items are not permitted to be sold in stores because Valentine's Day is considered to encourage immoral relations between unmarried men and women.
Wow.
So that is that. There you go.
Dang.
Back to crap. All right. I think, you know, we have had an action-packed episode today. Like, we are well over an hour. And I think it was all awesome content.
It was great. I love that we can talk about whatever we want. Yeah.
Next time I want to tell you guys about my near-death experience.
You can tell us right now, real quick.
My new little weenie dog jumped in the pool.
Oh, yes. That dog is so cute.
I jumped in after him, Marcy. I didn't know there was a cold water shock situation. I literally, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm dramatic, yes. I'm theatrical. Yes. I seriously was drowning. I threw up water, like, turned purple.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, I almost died in my own. And the
Because you were so cold?
Well, I guess what happens is when you your body reacts involuntarily.
Oh.
And so, yeah, when I hit the water, I swallowed water. And then my body wouldn't work. Like, I was like, work. And my body's like,
is that the first time you swallowed?
Hey. Oh, wow.
Her son. Hey.
Okay. Anyways, my doggy lived, I lived, and then I literally in that moment was like, if I die in this pool, Justin will fill it with dirt. And it was
Where was Justin?
Expensive.
He's out?
He was in the shop. I could see Tyler's back through the I just took the dog out to potty and he just freaking jumped in the pool. And I could see Tyler's back at the wind, like the sliding glass door, and I'm like, I'm gonna die.
And he's right
looking
there.
Looking at Tyler. The dog, it was literally the first time I've ever in my whole life gone, I am going to die. It was like everything went still and it was like me and Jesus. And I'm like, this pool costs too much money for him to fill it in with dirt. Don't let me die in it.
Okay. So sad. So what's happening in Northwest Arkansas? What do we got going on? Ladies, what do you guys got going on this weekend?
I don't know.
Let me see. I looked at my calendar. There's a pandemic.
One pandemic. Yeah, okay.
And a pandemic. Nobody knows what to do. The schools are crazy right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, real estate's booming. I don't understand, but I'm grateful.
Marcy, what do you got going on with your kids?
Last week, I went to Devil's Den for the first time, and I went hiking with a bunch of people.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Thanks for the invite.
I know. Well, you were with Brimley, what I day? Think, at our
Sunday?
Meet. Was it Sunday?
If it was Sunday, yeah, I was out.
Or Monday. It was Monday.
Oh, I didn't have anything going on Monday.
Oh.
No, I was with Brimley. We went climb Bentonville. To work out and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. This weekend, I don't know. Play date. I've got a play date for sure.
Nice. Yep. Continuing to give shout outs to all our followers on social at Brock and Marcy. Make sure you follow us on there if you don't already. And yeah, we're still looking at our possibilities. We will be back in some form if it's just this. But big shout out to Bill from Grove Comedy. Lots of great comedy shows coming up. Tickets on sale for Billy Currington. So those will sell out. You know who is coming back? Kevin Farley is coming back, I believe, next month.
Nice. Oh, cool.
The last weekend of February. So those will sell out. Check that out. Sam's Furniture, big shout out to them. First National Bank, the blue one. Who else? Candace. Shout out to Candace. She said to tell you both hi. She misses you both. She's talking about Marcy and Dana. Candace.
I love Candace.
Yeah, Razorbacks.
Well, shout out to Rejuvenated.
Yeah, Rejuvenated.
We love Rejuvenated. I see Jill still at drop off, and yeah, we love that crew.
Yeah, Nick, gotta get his podcast going. Shout out to Dustin. Yes. He was here this morning, but left before he could record and be on the show with us. But he's doing well as well. So gotta go work out with him today. And big shout out to Ty, who keeps my hair cut and looking good, and was confused that we weren't on the air anymore as well. So, as is everybody.
I like this. I like this. We should talk about controversial topics more often.
I always said we should, but in a lighthearted way. Everybody else does.
Now we don't have to be so mindful of our audience.
But everybody else does. Talks about politics and other stuff.
Yeah, but you know.
We'll never get so deep into something.
We're the owners of this podcast now. Right.
But we'll never get so deep into something that you're like, oh my gosh, there.
No, we'll never turn you off, but we have opinions that we can share.
Well, yeah, we were talking about Jimmy Fallon gave Questlove, who turned 50 yesterday, gave him the mirror from Purple Rain, which was Morris Day, his mirror. You ever seen that movie? When he's on stage, he looks in the mirror and he brushes his hair. It's a big deal. He gave him the mirror from the movie for his birthday on the show last night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Dustin saw that and he's like, I don't watch Jimmy Fallon anymore. I used to, but then he got too political. I said, you think he's political? I said, he had to be. He had to take a stance on something because he was getting so much backlash and getting crushed by his late night competition like Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel because they were so political. And that's what people wanted was that political stance. And Jimmy Fallon was all about fun and not really getting in too deep. And then he got ripped when he had Trump on the show before he got elected. And he messed up Trump's hair. And then his ratings have been going down the drain ever since then. So him being political was to try to get his viewers back. But hasn't worked.
Really? Yeah, he's not doing well?
He is third in the race. Right? Oh. He was number one he was dominating. Now he's third. And on one of the shows last week, he had the lowest viewership of The Tonight Show ever. Yeah, less than a million.
Well, I wonder if that will change as we get further away from the election. I doubt it because it's not like this topic is going to go away.
Well, yeah, but true. But the other ones were always jumping on. They had jokes because of Trump and how much they hated him. Now what? Because they like Biden.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. But late night TV, I haven't watched it in general. Any controversial stuff from you, Dana? Once again, shout out to Dana's son.
Not necessarily.
Do not get married at age 20.
Sex before marriage, Dana? I know. I feel like you guys are
And why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? That's what my dad always told me.
I moved in with Will after 4 months. And we're going strong.
Yeah, they are.
I'm a sinner.
Well, and you know what? I didn't live with the boy's dad before we got married. So.
And look what happened there. So. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Make sure to share this on social, like, and subscribe so you can find out when new episodes come out weekly. And normally we do this on Friday, which Marcy reminded me of. I said, I don't even know what today is.
We don't know what day it is anymore.
Yeah, who knows? But everybody have a good one. Any last words, Dana? She's on her phone. She's making deals
happen. I'm sorry. Yes. You know what? I've got a seller and her dad will not let her sign this counter offer I'm writing because I need to call him first.
Because why?
Exactly.
Okay. Anything from you?
Benji.
Benji.
Come on. You got to have something to say.
Benji was one of my favorite dogs as a boy. That movie. Yeah. So you get that.
You got anything controversial?
No. You don't think your brother should get married either, do you? The answer is no. All right.
No,
Marcy. Marcy.
No, have a great weekend. We'll be back tomorrow or next week. Whatever.
Who knows? But yes, follow us on social. We're updating daily fun stuff on there. Oh, one more thing. I did have a clip of something that I wanted to share with you. Did you both see this TikTok video of this lady talking to her husband?
Mm-mm.
This is the perfect way to tell your husband that you dented his car.
Hey, babe.
Hey. So remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
There you go. That's all we got. Have a great week.
That's
day.
Funny.
Have a good one. Sprock and Marcy. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Brock and Marcy Show. For more episodes, please follow us on any podcast channel, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Like, subscribe, and please leave a review. For any other information, hit up our website, brockandmarcy.com. Plus, follow us on social at Brock and Marcy.